Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
thanks
Chris.
For having us.
Really looking forward to the auction. Hard to believe it's already so close, Lisa.
It's next weekend. Yeah. No one is more excited about it than I am.
Yeah. Pam, you've been involved in lots of auctions now.
Lots of auctions since the very beginning, and we have seen the auction morph and grow, and from a very small event to what it is today, and we're really proud of what we put on today.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the details. Lisa, you've been coordinating the auction this year, mm-hmm. right?
Well, this year it will be April 29th at the Reserve Artisan Ales, The Vault.
Yeah.
We'll be having it there. So that's a little bit of a change from previous years. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner and live auction start 6:37. We're really looking forward to it. This year's theme is camping. So spring break at the campground.
Yeah, great. Where did the camping theme come from?
Well, we have a wonderful team of folks that help us come up with different themes from year to year. But we thought, well, that's going to be kind of a new vibe. Plus, people love to glamping. So we thought, right up there. You know, we'll have people that are the hardcore campers, then we'll have the glampers. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we've really tried to make a name for ourselves as being the fun auction.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for ways to have fun, have a good time, make it family friendly. We have a younger audience too, and kids that come. And so that is really something we try to do.
Yeah. So you've got dinner and then the auction with a lot of wonderful items that have been donated by local businesses, organizations, and individuals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We just to showcase some of the kind of the big ticket items, we have Bradley Smoker was kind enough to donate one of their six rack smokers and like their apple pods. And we have a kayak, which is really cool, a large green kayak. That's just kind of like the two that pop stand out to me, mostly because they're in my office and I stare at them all day long.
And lots of camping gear.
A lot of camping gear between our live auction as well as our silent auction. We have a lot of neat camp themed items.
Yeah. How do you determine what goes on the silent auction and what goes on the live auction?
Sometimes size.
Oh,
to be
okay. Yeah.
Frank.
Bigger items would be live auction. Yeah.
Bigger items tend to be live auction. Big ticket items. You know, some expensive items tend to go live.
Yeah.
But also, it just kind of sometimes it just you got to look at it and see where it would fit better.
Yeah. What are some of those bigger ticket items that you're looking forward to this year?
Well, we have an entire camping scene that we're actually setting up as our photo station. It comes complete with tent and chairs and green grass and fake fire and any possible like accessory you might think that you need at a campsite.
Yeah.
We have it there so people can take selfies with it, but then the whole thing will be auctioned off.
Oh, how fun is that?
And that was generously donated by our board. So they put that together. Thank them for that.
Yeah. Some other items that you'd like to mention for the auction? Any things that stand? I mean, there's a lot of great stuff, but anything that really stands out?
If you love s'mores, this will be the place for you because we have s'more things galore.
Yeah,
so,
right.
which apparently a lot of people think is, when it comes to camping, their first thought is s'more-related things. So, but we have quite a bit of that.
Oh, that's great.
If you'd talk a little bit, Lisa, about the relieving yourself in the outdoors, we had a staff member who has donated and put together a really unique.
We called it the party potty basket.
Okay.
Because it is essentially a camping commode, and it's filled with all the essentials that you might need in that situation, as well as little games. So if you're there for a little while, you can keep yourself amused.
I'll be darned.
So people have been very clever.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So go ahead.
Speaking of games, we have a number of outdoor games and some gaming packages that have been donated with chairs and like bag toss and some other things you might find to occupy yourself in the outdoors.
Wonderful. Now, many of these people that are donating these items, they've been doing this for years and years because they want to support KCCDD, right? I mean, I know we can't mention everybody. Anybody you want to
Well, first, I'd like to thank our sponsors of the event.
Yeah, of course.
Because without them, I couldn't really even get rolling in the first place.
Yeah.
So we have our diamond sponsor, who is Didi Homes Network. So I'd like to thank them. Our silver sponsor this year was F&M Bank. And then our bronze sponsors, which are, you know, clutch people, were Assured Partners, Blick Art Materials, MSI, Office Specialists, MC Sports, and more. And then Big Cats is our food sponsor. So these guys helped me get rolling from the get-go, whether it's paying for the venue or just locking up food, you know, those initial things. But then I'd also like to mention a couple of families that have been incredibly kind to us. The Hanlon family and the Babichek family are a couple of our supporters that have been there since the beginning and continue to help us, as well as the Stigners and the Worrell family. They're part of my committee, and they are the people that make things happen. You know, I help out, but they're the ones that make things happen. So I'd like to thank all of them.
So there's other people we need to thank for their help with the auction. And Pam, you were talking about Christina?
Yeah, Christina Smith. It now works with Knox College, but she is our former director of development, and she's come back to help Lisa and help the committee. I think really is doing in her own time is putting together our auction book for us.
Oh boy.
Which is a big task. So we really appreciate her. She's still an important part of our world, and I think KCCDD will always be important to her.
Oh, that's great. And any other people that you'd like to, any other sponsors, individuals that you'd like to thank for being a part of it? Yeah.
I just want to thank Lisa for stepping up and making this auction happen.
Oh, yeah.
Without her, we wouldn't be having an auction this year, because we've had an opening in that spot, and while I wouldn't have asked her to do it because she has a whole nother job, she stepped up and said, no, I want to do this. I want to make it happen. And she has really done that and has done an incredible job. And she will more and more in her role with KCCDD be a downtown staple.
Yeah, right.
And help us continue to advance our mission.
So as we get further into our discussion, the theme should be Meet Lisa Hughes, right? Is that you need to get to know her, because you're going to be hearing a lot more about her. Well, congratulations on that, Lisa. It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's take a step back, and I just want to talk about the both of you a little bit. Pam, you've been with KCCDD for quite a while.
39 years.
39 years.
Over half my life. Well, not well over, I guess.
Well, that's wonderful. And you recently were named the CEO of the organization.
It's been over a year now.
I say recently, and it's been over a year.
But it seems like it has been a lifetime. We have, I think we have gone through an incredible amount of things this past year. Mm-hmm. We've been able to secure some significant grants in the realm of employment, competitive employment, as well as respite. We've been able to close a program that advanced our employment services. So we sold a building and we bought a building.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to advance our presence downtown. And one of the big things that we have worked on this last year is going through a rebranding process.
And this is all after when you come up. So obviously you've been with KCCDD for a long time, and you've had lots of ideas of what you think this organization's future should be. And so I'm sure you're just getting warmed up then. Yeah, they have. Yes, of course.
But when you're in a, when you move into a position where you can really lead and hopefully cast a vision that other people can get on board with, that's an exciting thing to do. And through this rebranding process, again, Lisa has been right beside me all the way, and she has been, her thought process has been really key in that. in making some of those decisions, and I've come to rely on her opinion a lot, as well as Trent Cox, our board president. He's been very helpful in helping us through this process,
yeah.
and our entire board. We're very thankful for sure. them for helping us and seeing the need of what we needed to do within this community and reestablish our vision right. for Knox County and Galesburg.
Wonderful. Lisa, Director of Community Engagement, what is that?
Well, I am in several different kind of realms,
right.
I guess, is the best way to describe it. So I oversee everything that happens at the hub. Whether it be with participants or with the community aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I schedule, coordinate, organize kind of all that. Then I also oversee the respite program at downtown, of course. And then the other thing that is kind of a one-person job, I guess, is more of the home-based waiver services. I'm their SDA, which is a self-directed assistant. I help families budget their budget through the state
okay.
so that they can receive the services that they want. So I coordinate with families to get that paperwork done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm involved with things downtown. The other thing.
The one thing that you wanted to get across to people is that the part of what KCCDD does is meets families where they need you.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that you brought up when we were off the mic.
So what I mean by that is KCCDD used to be known as a community service. That's what we did. That's where we kind of, that was our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Now we have expanded to employment. We're not necessarily only serving the participants that we have in-house. We also serve folks that are exiting school, that are not necessarily looking for services in general. They're just looking for that extra boost to secure employment. So we're meeting them there. Then we also have the SOAR program, which is our group respite and our in-home respite program. And there we serve kids as young as 5. We're meeting them there on site, but we're also helping people in the home.
I'd like to continue our conversation talking about the services of KCCDD. But Pam, you and I, we were talking off the mic here before we got started about your rebranding that is going to be happening here, and we'll be unveiling things very, very soon.
In fact, at
the auction, right?
Yes.
They're going to be unveiling a lot of the plans here, which is very exciting. But one of the reasons that this rebranding has come along is just from you had a vision about this.
I personally have had this rattling around in my brain for several years. Back in 2008, many people who have been here a long time know that we were Knox County Council for Developmental Disabilities.
Yes.
At that point in time, the board decided, because of some misperceptions about our organization, people thought we were a community county organization. They thought we were associated with DD Homes. We decided to do a rebrand. But what we did at that time was kept the initials and we dropped the words. So KCCDD hasn't really stood for anything. And we often hear, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What did the letter stand for? And we had come up with some words that matched the letters, but wasn't really a name. So we knew, we often hear, what is KCCDD? When we have employees exit, they often tell us that my family doesn't know what we do and that we're here. Or people, my friends don't know that. They don't understand who we are. And so I have felt in my brain for a long time, several years, that we really needed to advance and do a true rebrand to something that better reflected our vision and a very clear, succinct mission for Knox County and Galesburg. So right before the pandemic, we went through a capacity assessment within our organization that was facilitated by Forefront, which is a not-for-profit, helps small not-for-profit organizations.
Sure.
And really found that a large gap was in community awareness. of our organization, who we are, what we did, what our mission was, and found we had a big gap in marketing that, again, tied back to how we were able to message our organization. And through that process, that further led us to determine that, yes, we needed to explore rebranding.
Yeah.
So we started this journey back in October with we got a consultant on board. Because we wanted to do it right, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's been since 1956, it's probably not going to change again. So we got a consultant on board and did a series of community focus groups. And overwhelmingly, those focus groups reaffirmed what we already knew, and that's we needed to change our name, we needed to rebrand, and the community needed to understand more clearly what we were about. So we've been on this process since then, and we probably about a month ago we formally adopted through the board. We formally adopted the new name.
Yeah, sure.
And so we'll be unveiling that on Saturday or a week from Saturday.
Yeah, at the auction. Pam Green is the CEO of KCCDD here in Galesburg. Lisa Hughes is the Director of Community Engagement. It's an exciting time to be a part of the organization, Lisa.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a long time coming. And as a staff member, I've been around for 7 years.
Yes.
And just to see this organization evolve all this time, like in this short period of time since I even started, it's morphed and really changed a lot. And then with this rebrand, I feel it just kind of like seals that deal of us like looking at we're forward facing. You know, you got to remember where you came from and what you've learned, but we are very much forward thinking and we are evolving in our field. So I'm really proud of that.
In sales, they tell you need to have your elevator speech. You know, this is who I am, this is what I do. And do you have, I mean, when we talk about what KCCDD is, what's your, because I'm sure you get that all the time. People ask you, you work for KCCDD, what do you guys do?
Yeah. Basically, it's going to change a little bit in a week.
Of course.
But basically, we are an organization that provides services to individuals with intellectual and other developmental disabilities.
Yeah, that's right.
But our vision remains the same for Knox County, and that is that we provide a full array of supports and services to Knox County families and seniors in order to meet their choices in life, in order to help them be more independent, give them opportunities to access the full array of services in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But the main tenet is choice. They have choice in life.
Yeah.
A lot of our individuals have not had that in the past. Right. So it's a new concept, even for them. A lot of the people we serve, it's, you mean I get a choice?
Mm.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
And that's one of our big values.
Mm-hmm. Pam Green is the CEO of KCCDD here in Galesburg. Lisa Hughes is the Director of Community Engagement. Many people may know that KCCDD provides those community day services where individuals come to your facility there out at Hawthorne Center.
Yeah,
right?
We won't say what it used to be that's been part of the misconception.
But it's out at Hawthorne. Yeah,
it's out at Hawthorne Center, which has served us well.
Yeah,
that facility has.
It's enormous out there, and you have so many different things. There's classrooms out there. There's right. I mean, there's
we have service sites. We call them service sites now.
Service sites, okay.
But what is good about it too? It really has become an area that is close and accessible to other community opportunities. With the businesses that have popped up over there on South Seminary or North Seminary, plus the Hawthorne Pool, parks that are surrounding Hawthorne Center. Mm-hmm. They have baseball, little league. We can look over the across the field when we're leaving work and see them doing junior flag football each fall. So there's a lot that goes on.
Yeah. And again, your day services and our opportunity, Lisa, for any of these families to the individual gets to come for the day and they get to socialize and they get to learn and they get to just
volunteer and be part of their community.
Absolutely.
Our major focus even out there is getting folks out.
Yeah.
You know, winter is one thing.
Yeah.
Nobody likes winter. But when the weather gets nice, the idea is to get out and be a part of.
Yeah.
Luckily, we are very fortunate to be part of Galesburg and mm-hmm. Knox County, which is a warm, welcoming, and full of fun things to do kind of community.
Yeah.
And especially now that the weather is getting better, you know, there's things happening all the time mm-hmm. during the day, in the evening, weekends. So we are trying to be as much a part of that as we can.
To get
this
people,
is our community.
Yeah, to get people out in the get the individuals out into the community more, just like anybody would, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could we maybe highlight some of our volunteer partners that we volunteer for?
Sure.
We volunteer with Loving Bottoms. We help with Fish Food Pantry. We love those guys, love all these guys. We help Lions Club with their glasses. And then we do kind of specialized stuff too, like at different times of year. But those are kind of just three that are, you know, all the time we are helping them. We just signed up to be part of the Downtown Community Partnership. We were going to help them with their flyers for all their events. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a great partnership.
Recently, in the last couple of months, our participants were named as the United Way Volunteers of the Year.
Rhea, that's
so
awesome.
We helped them with their food program and food delivery program this summer. So we're really proud for our participants for doing that. One thing I want the community to understand is while it may appear as though we often have our hand out because we have a lot of needs, it's not only what the community can do for us, it's what can we do for the community? How can our participants be part of the community and advance your organization in whatever way we can do that, and they can do that and feel of value and feel like they're doing something that is important?
We want to make sure that we mention Gordon Behrens Senior Center that's out there. It's respite for caregivers.
Yeah, it's respite for caregivers who are providing care on day in and day out, 24/7 to a loved one who may not be ready for any type of long-term care, but they just need a place to go where they can be safe, where they can enjoy the activities of the day, whether it be bag toss or singing old songs or reminiscing, things that they like to do, where they can sit around a table and have a cup of coffee and chat and visit. And it allows their caregiver, whether it's a family, a child, an older child, or a spouse, to get some things done or go to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've talked to some folks who go to Gordon Behrens over the years, and many times it's just to beat the loneliness of being home by themselves. And again, Gordon Behrens for seniors is, but a lot of these folks are alone. You know, like you said, 24/7, it's a nice break for them.
And we saw during COVID, we delivered lunches to those individuals, and we tried to do some Zoom activities, Zoom bingo. Technology isn't their strong suit typically, but we did do some of those things, and we would do wellness checks, phone calls. But certainly that was a difficult time for people when they just really didn't get out at all and they were sequestered at home. We did see a significant regression in some individuals' health. So we're glad to be back to full services, and we're building up our numbers again. And it is a good program. We have some really passionate people who work really well with those individuals.
Yeah.
And they serve a hot meal every day. We cook the meals on site there. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to contract them out, but nothing's better than our home cooking, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And if someone is interested in coming to Orton Barron's, we offer a free one-day visit and a free meal on that day visit so they can see what it's all about. Not necessarily commit. We have some people come every day, 5 days a week during the weekdays. We have some who come twice a week, some right. who come 3 days a week. So it just depends on what your needs are.
And transportation is available
yes.
for many individuals?
Yes. Yeah, we will provide transportation yeah. if it is needed. A lot of people have a caregiver bring them. We
yeah,
have one
sure.
gentleman who drives himself,
sure.
one gentleman from
sure.
Oneida.
But that is an option for some people if that
yes.
is if it's an issue.
It's yeah. also available in Warren County and surrounding counties, oh. and some people come by the Warren County transportation.
Gotcha.
They're brought over here.
Okay.
So, and that's funded by IDOA if people qualify.
There you go. Yeah. So
the VA funds it as well.
Financial assistance might be yeah. available for that. Pam Green is the CEO of KCCDD. Lisa Hughes is the Director of Community Engagement. And we want to mention those respite services that you provide at the Hub and SOAR.
Yeah, the SOAR program. So this year, I like to think we kicked it up a notch. We are doing 3 evenings a month.
Okay.
And that is typically 4 hours, and the cost is $20 a night, and that includes dinner. And the only thing that we really look at is does that individual have an intellectual developmental disability? That's the only question we truly ask. And that's really the only criteria that we look for. I am very gladly funded by the 708 Mental Health Board here in mm-hmm. Knox County. I really appreciate that. They fund my program. And then we also, as part of SOAR, because SOAR stands for Social Opportunities and Respite, so we do quarterly trips, just day trips that are just kind of fun, and it's for our participants. It's a thing that's theirs, not their yeah. family. They don't need their parents. It's their thing.
Yeah.
And we have one coming up in May. We're going to go out to the Quad Cities, and we're going to take one of their boats on and do a scenic tour, and then we're also going to go out to Steel Plow. Mm-hmm. So that'll be kind of cool to have lunch.
That one.
Steel Plow.
So, and
good stuff.
The costs are always reasonable. I factor in what a meal would cost and what the ticket of the event or whatever we're participating in. That's how I base our costs on.
Sure.
We say respite because we think of caregivers. In my program, what I've learned is those folks that come to our participants want a break from their family.
Yeah.
It's just as much a break from all of their family stuff as it is for the caregiver to quote unquote get a break from caregiving. One family flat out just told me, it's very obvious she needs to get away from us and she wants to. And I thought, that's in an odd way, like for me, that's really nice to hear that they want to come and participate in our activities and just socialize. And it's almost like the Hub is turning into like a place where friends are gathering and they're hanging out. And I just happen to be there in case, you know, something catches on fire. You know, and that's kind of the logic there. It's turning into more fun and more of a social opportunity for those folks, as well as their parents getting a break from caregiving.
Absolutely. Lisa Hughes is the Director of Community Engagement for KCCDD, and we're talking about those respite services. It's about just being like a regular person, just doing what everybody mm-hmm. else does, right?
Right. And I think it's important for us to let people know, families know, that when they have in-home respite services and we go there, or the group respite services,
yeah.
we're not just throwing babysitters at them to come into the house
right.
and stay with them and watch TV. We're supplying individuals who are trained. They're trained to work with individuals with developmental disabilities, with all kinds of scenarios. And they have experience in doing that. And they have the specific training to do that. So wonderful. That's important for them to know. It's not just any old Yahoo we're sending in there.
Pam Green is the CEO of KCCDD. Their auction is coming up a week from, well, when this airs would be Saturday, so a week from Saturday. We want to take our final few moments together here to get the details about that auction one more time. And the auction provides a huge financial support to your services and everything that we've been talking about here.
It does. And this year, as last year, it's helping us with something that is always a need, but we're using it to buy another stand-up high-top transit van for transportation. Those vans, we found them. We have a couple of them. They're wonderful. Our participants love them because they don't have to bend halfway over to crawl into their seat. So they're great for accessibility. And vehicles are always in need. We transport nearly 292 people to work every day or to services every day.
My gosh.
So they're really important. Yeah. And, you know, there isn't a set funding stream for that. So, gotcha.
So by attending the auction and participating, bring your checkbook, you are helping KCCDD purchase one of these vans that they desperately need to continue doing the great work that they do. So the details of the auction next Saturday at the Vault, right, Lisa? Yeah.
Doors open at 5:30. Costumes are encouraged. It is a fun event.
Camping theme.
Spring break at the campground. As I mentioned, doors open at 5:30. Dinner will be served at 6:30, and the live auction starts at 7. And so we're really looking forward to this one. It'll be our first one at the Vault, which is really exciting. It'll be here downtown. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. I think it'll be a really, really fun time.
Yeah. Tickets are available. Do you have to get tickets in advance?
We have tickets online.
Okay.
We will do tickets at the door. Those will be the only kind of sales we'll do at the door. But tickets are $35, and we will have them available online clear up till Friday the 28th.
Okay, well.
You can actually go online and have the option of a full menu of things to purchase. You can go ahead and get your tickets. You can buy your raffle tickets. You can buy your lucky tickets for the large gift baskets that were given away. So you can get all that taken care of, and it will be ready for you when you arrive that evening.
Right. KCCDD.com.
.com.
All right. Well, Pam, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with your auction next week. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success, and we appreciate everything that you and all of your staff do for this community and the families that you help.
Thank you for having us.